The White House wants agencies to think about cybersecurity breach response in the same way they might react to a natural disaster. The administration has put out a new presidential policy directive that clarifies what roles agencies have to coordinate cyber incident response. Three agencies will take the lead on most of the work, but nearly everybody's got something to do. Federal News Radio's Nicole Ogrisco joins me with more. Nicole, is this a new policy, or does this kind of build off other ones the administration has already had in place?
So it's not necessarily anything new, but it does codify some existing initiatives that President Obama introduced when he put out the Cybersecurity National Action Plan a couple of months ago. And that's, as you know, a series of short and long-term goals that the Office of Management and Budget has slowly unveiled over the past 6 months or so. I believe the last thing we heard was about cyber workforce hiring policy before we heard about IT modernization. So this is just part of the work that they've been putting out.
Yeah, that seems to be similar to what Meredith Summers is reporting on, that idea of taking policies that they've had in place, restating them, repushing them as kind of the final push in the last, number of 6-7 months they've really got left.
Exactly. And that's what they're doing. Right. And that's what they're doing here when it comes to responding to what they're calling a major cybersecurity event. So this means that it has national implications for a large number of people or a major system or, you know, something, you know, akin to the OPM breach, last year. So it relates to something along those lines.
So walk us through the roles that the three main agencies, first of all, who are they and what would they do in this kind of a, I guess, critical infrastructure related attack?
So the policy directive outlines roles for three agencies, and they're the Justice Department, Homeland Security, and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. So the Justice Department, and that's mostly through the FBI and what's called the National Cyber Investigative Joint Task Force, they're going to be responsible for coordinating a response to an immediate cyber threat. So they'll work with stakeholders at, you know, whatever organization was affected here. They will work with law enforcement to collect evidence, to collect intelligence, and essentially stop the immediate cyber threat and then get started on the information sharing process with the Homeland Security Department. And then when, you know, a major cyber event happens, the FBI, along with asset response teams and state, local, tribal governments, non-governmental organizations, members of industry, et cetera, other federal agencies, they'll respond as something called the Cyber Unified Coordination Group. So essentially, that means that the FBI is going to bring the immediate response when an agency, an industry organization discovers that a cyber attack has happened. So then next, DHS will step in and they'll take the lead on what's called asset response. So essentially, that means the department will help the organization, whether it's federal or private.
I was going to ask, this applies to attacks against the government and against the private sector.
Correct. And not every single industry organization, but again, something that would have major implications for a large number of people within the U.S. So DHS will come in and do what's called asset response, like I mentioned. And that means basically just helping that organization recover and get its systems back up to speed. So they'll find, you know, what's called the bad actor in the system, repair the system, patch the vulnerability, and then reduce the risk of future incidents, and then prevent that incident from spreading to others. That's what DHS Secretary Jay Johnson said the other day. So DHS will also work on writing the federal government's plan for working with industry, state, local, and tribal governments to respond to major cyber attacks. DOJ and DHS are also in charge of keeping a fact sheet for private organizations. So if they get in trouble, they know who to contact, what relevant federal agencies are in charge here when an incident comes up. Deputy Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, he says, though, there's more work coming from the department.
The issuance of the presidential policy directive yesterday was a very seminal event, just as the issuance of the response plan will be. But that doesn't mean that we aren't already conducting ourselves and operating consistent with those plans that formalize much of the coordination and arrangements that we already are executing. So we expect to issue a draft of the response plan in September. We're going to be seeking public comment and intend to finalize it this year. It's a critical document, but we are already, of course, working very closely with our government partners and our private sector partners.
That's Deputy Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas at DHS. And the last agency that plays a part in all of this is the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, ODNI. And they're going to be responsible for pretty much what it sounds, the analysis and intelligence aspects of all of this, really examining, you know, what could be behind these cyber attacks.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. And what about industry that might be affected directly? What do they have to do in all of this?
So again, they're required to, or they're asked to, I shouldn't say required, but they are asked to...
Strongly suggested.
Exactly. Strongly suggested to be sharing more information about cyber threats with DHS already. That's something that's been really ramped up over the past year. But when a cyber attack happens, and again, it's a major one, the appropriate sector-specific agencies will work with industry to essentially understand the scope of the incident. So what the impacts are, whether or not it has financial implications, how many people are affected, if it could maybe even affect the economy, etc. And actually, recently, industry and the Energy and Treasury departments are going to be doing a few exercises in the next couple of months to really practice these procedures. Industry and government experts are meeting next week to give their feedback on the policy directive. So industry does play a role here. And I think the main message is that government is asking industry to, again, share more with them about the kinds of cyber threats that they're getting. And when that event happens, they're saying, here's who to call, here's how we can help, and here's exactly how it will work.
Well, it's good to hear they're practicing. Let's hope they never have to do it for real.
Right. Although I think that might be kind of unlikely.
Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, thanks so much for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
You can read her story and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.